All right, let me just read the portion of the scriptures today, and then Colossians chapter 1. We're going to have a school of prayer. Well, we're going to pray today. It said, Paul was describing what he has experienced for the church's sake. He said, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body." That's verse 24. "Which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's affliction. Now he said, I'm doing all of this that I may carry out the preaching of the word." That's verse 25. He now said, "What am I preaching?" Verse 26. "The mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints." That is, those who are in Christ, those who are his holy ones, those who are his called out ones. Those are the people he called his saints. He said, "To them, God wills to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And that mystery is this: Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I said something last time. Let me just review it for a few moments. Then we'll get up, we'll stand on our feet and then begin to make our prayers according to these revelations. We explained last time that the word Christ is not just a name. Just like if you go into a hospital, you find a nurse, you find a doctor, you find different professionals working in there. You can get there and, in fact, if you've been to a ward, you hear matron, staff, sister, you hear those names, doc, everybody. The person who's is staff now is not staff. The next one who's staff, you have 20 staff nurses. That's what I mean by staff. All right? What they mean is that you're a nurse. That's not the name your father gave you. It is a function you are performing in that institution. Doc. You get to a hospital like mine where there are more than, I don't know how many hundreds of doctors there. So if you can stand in front of the hospital, you're hearing doc. All right, and they will all be quacking as they are passing. That's a joke, all right? All I'm just going to say is that there are many doctors. That's not their name. That's the function they perform. All right, so that's what I mean by offices. People occupy offices in life. If you call me a pastor, you call me teacher, that's not my name. That's the office I occupy. In the same manner, Christ is not a name in that form. Like you have Jesus. It's an office he occupies. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's why you have Christ Jesus. That is, the Christ we are talking about is the man Jesus. Are you getting my point? All right. But what does Christ mean? I said it's just beyond, it goes far beyond an office. All right. It's a whole concept. It's everything that God ever thought of for good for mankind. That's what that word Christ means. Christ means that everything you can, everything God wants to give you, but which you cannot achieve by your own strength. What we call grace, that's what Christ means, all right? Grace is found only in Christ Jesus. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth, are you getting my point? They are found in Christ Jesus. Are you getting me? So when you use the word grace, you are talking about the manifestation of Christ. So everything that God ever wanted to give you, but which you cannot achieve by your own strength, all right, is found in Christ Jesus. Are you getting me? I explained last time that Job tried. Job worked very hard, all right? He used a lot of striving. But there were places he needed to get to, which he had not gotten to. Therefore, God called Satan and said, "Have you considered my servant Job, that amongst man, all right, all the men on the earth, there's none like him?" But I'm adding my own words now, but that was what the Lord had in mind. But he has not yet gotten to the place where I really want him to get to. And the way he's going about life, the kind of trust he has in his own works, he can never get to that place. The kind of confidence he has in the things that he can do, he can never get to that place. So I have to show him the frailty of flesh. No matter how good it is still flesh. Are you getting me? So when we want to go beyond that which Job ever experienced, are you getting me? We step into a totally different realm. And that realm, again, is called what? Christ. That's what I'm trying to say. Every good thing that God wants to bring into your life, which he planned, all the good plans he had for mankind, everything is summarized in that word, Christ. Let me just emphasize to us again. That's why, you see, I told you this before, faith, Faith is not just I stand up, I need something, I close my eyes, I begin to, I'm not going to agree. That's stubbornness. That's not, do you understand my point? That's not faith at all. And I have made up my mind, this is what I want. It's not giddy. Are you following my point? Faith is just what you believe, which you walk by all the time. That's the reason I'm saying that. Sometimes when you see Christians, when they say that if you want to prosper, you have to get a Jew on your board. They don't know Christ. That's what I'm trying to explain. They can come tomorrow in church and be shouting, faith, faith. They have not discovered Christ. Because if you understand that in Christ, there's no Jew or Gentile. Are you getting my point? So if your business is in Christ, it doesn't know who's Jew, who's not Gentile. What it just knows is faith in Christ Jesus. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make here? So it's not just people live lives of unbelief and then they want to come and use a giddy when they are praying and say it is faith. No, we don't go great. God must do it today, today. If he does not do it, he's not going anywhere. Tomorrow. And they say that we held on to God in faith and he didn't do anything. The truth is that they were not walking in faith. They were walking in a giddy. They were walking in a boju. What's a boju? Bold face, you know, gra-gra. Real faith, it affects how you breathe. Are you getting my point? It affects what you say when the bee stings you. That is faith. So when you walk in faith continually, you don't have to use oboju in the time of prayer. It just flows out naturally. What am I saying? When we don't demonstrate our faith, all right, in that concept, Christ, all right, we cannot come to the place of prayer and start making demands. And again, we preachers, we often preach to Christians to walk outside Christ. Say, hey, you don't need Christ. You need your strength. You don't need Christ. You know, how do we do it? That's what we say. We don't use those words, but this is how we say it. You say, when you want to pray, you remind God of all the good works you have done for him. That's it. You have told them, walk out of Christ in the time of prayer. Come before him. Come before him and say, I'm not like that man. I'm not like that man. Look at all the money I have given. They say, keep your check stub so that when you want to pray, if you have any of those check stubs, go and burn it. If you don't burn it, if you don't throw it away, you will never make money in life. I'm warning you. You know why? When you start praying, those are the things that are the hindrances, all right, to stepping into Christ Jesus. Paul said that, I wanted to know him, not having a righteousness of my own. It's an effort, though. It's work that you go there and deliberately refuse that, no, I'm not going to think of any good thing I've ever done for him. Do you get my point? Like we said last time, we make our boast, all right? If I listen to this message, we're not there, then please, just try and get that tape. I'm just trying to remind us what we said so we can use that in prayer today. We make our boast only in what we have become in Christ Jesus. Do you get my point? It's important. We make our boast, how? Only in what God has made us to be in Christ Jesus. And that's what I want to confess again today. All right? Because, look, listen, it's vast. I believe we start studying it now, till next year, next 50 years, next 100 years, we will not even have gone beyond scratching the surface. And I mean it. Because how can you study in 100 years what God planned for thousands of years and beyond that? Are you getting what I'm saying? It's vast. Your very existence, God planned it in Christ. Do you get my point? Every good thing about your life. And notice, let me quickly say it again. In Christ means beyond your works. In Christ means beyond your ability. In Christ means beyond your background. In Christ means beyond your own ability to imagine. In Christ means beyond every natural advantage that you have. In Christ means beyond every natural disadvantages that you have. So, if we discover Christ and walk like we are in him, then we make all the predictions of natural sight, natural thinking, natural men. We confound all their predictions. Do you follow the point I'm making? Do you follow the point I'm making? He said, if the body be subject to death because of sin, let me explain. Sin does not just mean that a man committed, you know what we call iniquity. There are all kinds of sins. If you don't eat well, you know it's sin. Yes. If you eat too much, it's sin. Now, there are all kinds of sins. Eating what you're not supposed to eat, that's it. But the Bible says, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet, are you getting my point? The spirit would give it life because of righteousness. And listen, it's only in Christ Jesus that righteousness is revealed. Do you get my point? Listen, as believers, we want to think. That's how we think. That's how we think. And that's why, you know, once I went to preach somewhere, this was the illustration I gave them. They were young people, on Anglican youth program. I said, if you see a man, maybe you're a young boy, you're 14, 15, 16, and you see a man pass, he's driving with very nice, I mean, the car is so nice, it tells you of the amount of money he has, you know, that kind of thing. And then you see his children with him. And, you know, unconsciously you look at them. Okay, and you, of course, you came down from your keke napep, all right? It's not yours. You paid for that trip. It's not even your own. So unconsciously you look and just say, those boys are lucky. Are you getting my point? The truth is that you have not yet discovered Christ and you are not walking in the consciousness. Because if you have discovered him, you will understand that there's no luck. I don't know what I get. They are just sitting in a... But they are missing the heat of the environment that... Yeah, they are missing something. You may not know what, but they are missing something. It doesn't mean that you are not missing something too, all right? But you are missing something just as much as they are missing something. But as per where you will get to in life, that car, that napep does not in any way predict. You know, I remember I gave an illustration when I was in Luther. I was preaching that day. I had a doctor's fellowship. I said, when we went to university those days, you know some boys who are totally antichrist. You know, they're antichrist. Let me explain what I mean. Because they came from King's College. All right? And they enter university. You know, children are totally antichrist. Foolishness is bound in the heart of young people. They will come to school and be asking, you, which school did you go to? They want to know whether you went to Queen's College or King's College or Loyola in Ibadan. You know, those high-tech school of those days. The morons didn't ask them, say, where are all of us now? I don't know what I get my point. We're all sitting in the same class, and you're asking me where I came from. Do you get what I'm saying? They don't even think about it. That's okay, you came from King's College, you came from Servant College, you came from Slave College, Daniel College, Shadrach College, whatever. Where are all of us now? We're in the same classroom in the University of Benin, studying the same course. But the point I now made is I said, okay, no matter where you went, we did not go to. I said, hey, listen, everybody, listen, where are we now? We're in the same class. Then when I was giving the tuition in Lagos, I said, we're all in the same building. Who your grandfather is makes no difference. We're in the same building, doing the same job, and the same salary. What am I saying? That's how it is in Christ Jesus. If you have that awareness, that young man seeing those young boys sitting with their expensive father in his expensive car, he will just look and say, you know, there's something that God gave me that grace for. I can look at a very nice car, admire it very well, and that's where it stops. He said, would you like to have one? I said, no, I don't like it. He said, why? I said, the car is too short. Yeah. He said, Pastor, that car is 50 million naira. I said, that's why I don't like it. How can I pay 50 million naira for a car that's that small? If I pay 50 million naira, the car... Yeah, you know, sports cars, that's the way they are. You know, that's just where. So, if you are aware of that, you'll be able to look at life, past comments and not be moved. It doesn't tell you anything about where you can't get to or what God can't do in you. It doesn't tell you anything like that. Do you get my point? That's what we mean. I'm not putting that message again. If you're not here then, please get the CD. Only in Christ. What we want to do today is to make our boast, all right, in Christ. God didn't say people shouldn't boast to. In fact, you must boast. The first person you boast for is your mirror. You look inside that mirror and talk to it. Say, fine boy, look here. You understand my point? Yes, yes, yes. You must. You must. In life, you must. You must have, you know, the thing that people feel about you, eh? You know, I mean, just to give you an illustration that these two guys I know. Now, if you know clothes, you know this guy wears very nice clothes. But the other guy doesn't wear as nice clothes as he does. But without looking in details, the other guy with the cheaper clothes, he looks richer. He has the carriage of a big man. You get my point? Yes. So I use that to point things out to my wife. And I say, this is these two guys. This guy spends a huge amount of money wearing clothes. The other guy doesn't have to. Listen to this. I say, he has a body of clothes. This is his body. Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm just an illustration. This is the way life is. What people feel about you first, is what you have come to perceive about yourself. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Yes. You know, the children of Israel, they entered into the promised land. You know what they said? Oh God,
who were like grasshoppers in their eyes. How do we know? That was how we were in our own eyes. We saw it, we understood. He said, we are like grasshoppers before them. He said, so are we in their eyes. How did you know? Did you have a discussion with them? Did they sit you down and say, look at grasshoppers, grasshoppers? If they thought so, they would have killed you. They knew you were spies. You just assume, because you look at them and say, grasshoppers, that's what we are. He said, can't you hear him? Did you hear his mouth move? That's how Philistines pronounce grasshopper. The man actually said grasshopper, but he wanted to hunt the one he wanted to eat, you know? The real grasshopper, he thought he was referring to you.
No, just by the way, once I was reading C.H. Spurgeon. C.H. Spurgeon was describing the story of how a man perceives himself. So one day, one man, this is the story, was talking to his neighbor. He said, this is my mule, you know, his animal. Now, this mule is stubborn, dirty. Describe the mule, abuse the animal very well. Somebody else was hearing. After they don't describe the mule finish, he came and said, be talking about me. I know I'm the look when I come to take my vengeance. The man looked like, I'm talking about my Malu. What's he going to say to you? But because the man said, yes, I'm stupid, I'm stubborn, I'm dirty. So once he heard the word stupid, stubborn, dirty, he said, hey, decided again, they're abusing me. Meanwhile, the man really was talking about his animal. The man once they asked him, how come you don't preach? He said, ah, leave them. It's because I've not yet bought my car. When I buy my car, meanwhile, the reason, in fact, from hearing that story, you know why they don't let him preach. He looked and said, the reason why they don't let me preach is I not get motor. That's how you feel. And I've been preaching for a long time. If you have words in your mouth, they will let you preach. Do you get my point? What am I saying? The first person you preach to is who? Yourself. And just by the way, I don't want to preach, I just want to say this. If you ever go for a job interview looking like you are begging for a job, you won't get it. Please, sir. Good morning, sir. My father is at home and he's sick. Please, my younger ones are in university. They need my assistance seriously in that family, sir. I need this job badly. The man will give you an offering. You can go give to your brother in school. Amen. He's not giving you a job. He's not going to give you a job. Go with a beggar's attitude. Stand in front of the embassy official who wants to interview you. He can see it's coming out of your spirit. My God is America. My God is America. He won't give you a visa. But if you enter the place for the interview, confident that you're a blessing. As you're entering the place, you've looked at, if I work here, these are the kind of things we can do here. We can help them patch this up. Why are their reception staff behaving like this? They should talk differently to people. Already thinking like that. So during the interview, Jesus will go to that area. It will. God will lead Jesus in that area. By the time you tell them one, two, three things they're supposed to have done, can we find a man as wise and as this one is? Give him a job and let's test him out. No, that's just life for you. That's life for you. It's how you perceive yourself first. It radiates. So I've been saying it. People say, you go and borrow a nice suit, wear a nice tie. Yeah. Listen, a useless spirit will sneak out of that nice suit and nice tie and be manifesting itself. You've heard the gist before of the slave that followed the master somewhere. And the master dressed him very nicely and told the master, please, when I get there, don't tell them I'm a slave. And the master, why should I tell them? I mean, you're a nice guy. Let's go. They reach there. Everybody sit down on table. Eat will sit down. Eat food now. The guy not reach up. The one will fall down. He grab and put down for months. No matter what he dressed like. You understand my point? You follow what I'm saying? So what you need to do first, all right, is liberate yourself in front of the mirror. Amen? Liberate yourself in front of the mirror. I'm liberated. So nobody tells me how to dress. I tell them how to dress. Yes. I wear what I like. Amen? They tell me, don't wear socks on native. I say, that's your problem. I wear it. So I cannot wear sandals. I say, wait, it's because you are not rich yet. When you are rich, look, one day TDJs blow one bullet. He said, if he went to any other mountain, and everybody said, whoo, it's TDJ. No matter how bad the English is, it's TDJ that spoke it. It becomes normal grammar. Bishop Oyedepo, you know what he calls poverty? Poverty. And see pastors shouting, poverty, poverty, poverty.
Because it's wrong pronunciation. He's one of those people that cannot pronounce what they call consonant clusters. Yes, you know, if you just would do phonetics, you know, STR is three consonants, one after the other. It's quite tricky for the tongue. Some people can't pronounce it. So instead of saying strong, they say strong. Yes. They know the pronunciation, they know the spelling, but their tongue can't, you know, can't take those clusters. So they said they have a problem with pronouncing what they call consonant clusters. So here, Bishop Oyedepo was saying, the word came to me so strong. And I knew poverty was dead. This is the point I'm making. Forget all of that. In prayer, men are using it in prayer. God, your words will come to me strong today. And the man doesn't have any problem with pronouncing consonant clusters. But because Bishop Oyedepo was strong, a strong, therefore that must be the godly way to pronounce it. I've heard men share words with me on poverty. In life, that's what you need. You know this one of it. It's not how, look, listen. If your spirit is strong, are you getting my point? When you come out, you blow bullets, it will produce millions. I'm telling you. You know Dizzy Gillespie? How many of you know of Dizzy Gillespie? Okay, it was Dizzy Gillespie. It was I think it's late now, yes. You know, a jazz artist, a trumpeter. His trumpet had this characteristic bend. The thing, you know, it's not straight. It's bent to the sky. It became his trademark. Anytime you see a man with his trumpet bent like that, his name is Dizzy Gillespie. You know how he bent? One day he wanted to play, I think at his sister's wedding. He put the trumpet somewhere, somebody sat on it. And there was no time to get another one. So he ran down and played a bent trumpet. But because the man knew how to play, are you getting my point? Nobody knows that the trumpet was bent. He played so well, it became all the trumpets he used after then, they now manufacture them bent. So all the stories we've been telling, the reason why I don't have a good job, why I don't have money is because of this. You are fooling yourself. Your spirit is not strong. When your spirit becomes strong, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So we must make our boast, that's what I'm saying. First to ourselves until we are confident. And then it radiates when you talk to people. It radiates. I told you when I first met my wife, that she said, one of the first problems she had with me, I said, this guy is just, if I wanted, she had to tell me that you're too full of yourself. And you know that, oh God, I'm regaining my spirituality, amen? That time I was very spiritual. Now, carnality has set in a bit. Man is too busy. I'm rearranging, hallelujah. So I didn't vex so. I went home to go and think about it. After I finished analyzing it, I came back. And I said, that thing you said yesterday, I've heard it. I want to let you know it's not true. I am full of God. I will even quote John G. Lake for you. John G. Lake said, it's not possible to have a walk with God and not brag about it. If you don't brag about it, you don't have it. Ah! He said, if you have power with God, you will brag about it. And like I always used to say, Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Was he boasting? Anyhow, if you are the bread, you are the bread. Are you getting my point? I mean, it's not about if I get, I say, Bishop, are you an architect? You say, by the will of God, sir, we thank God. There's nothing like that. If you're an architect, you say, yes, any problem? Is that not the next thing you say? Yes, any problem? Is your building collapsing? What is the problem? Are they cheating you out of construction? Let me know. You understand? Because you are aware. Are you getting my point? Yes. So when you are full of it yourself, you go out and tell people. That is why, I told you once, I was sitting, that was at Dubai International. One, you know, don't mind me. I can have, you know, there's a way I behave sometimes. Maybe the guy's a big chief in UAE, I don't know. He looked at me, maybe where I was sitting, people were not supposed to, so he did like this, I should come. And I looked at him, I didn't answer. I didn't care that I was in his country. I didn't answer him. You're not talking to me. You're not getting respect for in our village. He was older than me. But God forbid, but because he was Arab, and I had this bad feeling that, you know, maybe it's my problem, all right? But because I just said, hey, you think because you are rich, all money, we came to use your airport, you call me like this. You know, say, where I come from, nobody calls me like this. So I said I did not answer him. No, no, it's just my, I don't know, it's just me, formed by the word of God, amen? Yes. It's not pride, it's what I know. I just be yanking your hand at me. Who you be? You smoke? The Lord is good. The Lord is good. If I respect any man in life, it's because he's worthy of respect. You know, like, if I go to a place, I see an old man. That's why, God has helped me with it. If I see an elderly person, no matter how poor he is, I show him respect. If you are rich, you will not command respect from me because you have money. If you look very rich, but I suspect I'm older than you. Okwari, your world just disappears. If you stand, I say I will stand in front of you, what did they find? You miss road. You will behave yourself immediately. They come to you to beg for money. That's why, as a pastor, don't let any politician that comes to your church and say, yes, sir. Yes, kind of around nonsense, because he has money. If you're a man of God, I will do you, yes, sir. If you bless me with the word of God, that's why I go prostrate. If you walk out with money, say, go and sit down there, my friend. Are you a preacher? Yes, not begging for money. So you can't say, I'm not going to come back. I don't come back. I have the word of life. Go where you are going. You are looking for trouble. They'll soon defeat you in a Jega organized PDP election. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I'm not supposed to preach there. We're supposed to pray. Amen. I'm just telling you why you should be confident and make your boast in the Lord. Are you getting my point? Yes, we must. Please. You're not inferior to anybody on this earth. Whether you have money or not is besides the point. Don't go to Europe tomorrow and you see a white man. Some of them can't speak good English. I hope you know that. A lot of half illiterates. White skin is not equivalent to good English. Good learning is if you read the book. If you did not read the book, whoever gave birth to you, whether he's yellow, purple, green, orange, no white, makes no difference. You know, go no book. Anywhere I go, hey, and so I go raise my shoulder. I go stand straight like this. Vex, yes, I like it like that. Make you vex. If half of American blacks are like me, I will not even admit you are discriminating against me because you don't have the power. If you are discriminating, it's because I don't have the thing that you need. When I have it, you will come there. You know, they see as big men, they go village, go see Dibia. You never see her. You don't know big men, they go for longo for night. And the man said, remove his cap, remove your shoe, remove your shirt, remove your trousers, remove your pata. The guy, because the man, he wants to, he tell you, lie down there inside the mud. We have roll twice to this side, three to that. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. You're not inferior to anybody. That's what I'm going to say. You are not. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. You may not have reached the size of the other guy. Doesn't mean you are inferior to him. Do you get my point? You are not. Oh. You are not. In Christ Jesus, you are not. In Christ Jesus, you are not. And young men, please, woman must never take you to Shakara. If you phone a woman three times, she does not call you back once. Don't call again. That nonsense. No, say phone, they're expensive. Call you three times. If not crazy, not get, tell me, why are you credit? But say, man, you know, go call me, and I'll call you again. Yes, guys. Now they hear so. Now they hear so. And you women, if somebody call you two times, be like it, call back. What's your problem? You and me, yeah, this is just to spend 200 naira. All the calls are free after that. The Lord is good. Hey, as a single man, hey, please, I'm supposed to let me just finish what I'm saying, all right? somebody was telling me that, in the Porsche woman, so, you understand what I'm saying? Hey, he wants to marry. The woman was saying that, there's this guy that said she's trying to decide. A man was asking for counseling. And say, what should he do? What should he do? You decrease. What should you do? A woman lets you know that she's considering you or somebody else. You should have enough sense to know that the answer is no. And if it is yes, you don't want the yes again. How nonsense is that? that's my principle. That's my principle. You don't like me, don't marry me. Exactly. The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
All the time.
I'm telling you, the Lord is good.
All the time.